Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood ID cure. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own mind? Like that inner critic keeps screaming at you even when you're crushing it? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling anxiety head on and learning how to be our own best friends, because seriously, who else is gonna have your back like you do? Anxiety, folks, is like that uninvited guest who shows up with a bad attitude and takes over the party. It whispers debts in your ear, makes you second-guess yourself, and generally throws a wrench in your perfectly good day. But here's the thing. Anxiety doesn't have to be your boss. We can learn to manage it, and even turn it into a superpower. And the key? Self-compassion. Okay, hold on a second. Self-compassion sounds like something you'd read in a self-help book and immediately chuck in the recycling bin. But trust me, this isn't about being wishy-washy or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing that everyone struggles and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Here's the deal. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, admit it when you're feeling anxious. Don't try to bury those feelings under a pile of "I'm fine" statements. Naming your emotions is the first step towards understanding them and learning how to navigate them. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic. Yeah. That voice that tells you you're not good enough or capable enough. Well, it's time to call BS on that. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Replace those nasty thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel spinning out of control? Mindfulness helps you slow things down. It's about focusing on the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and simply being aware of what's happening around you. Try taking a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply, pay attention to your senses, and let go of worries about the past or future. 4. Take care of your body. We're not talking about becoming a gym junkie here, although if that works for you, rock on. But seriously, exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep can make a huge difference in managing anxiety. Think of it like this. Your body is your temple, and you wouldn't treat a temple with neglect, right? 5. Don't be afraid to seek help. Look, we all have our limits. If you're feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. Therapy can provide valuable tools and support to manage anxiety and build resilience. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your stomach is churning, and the inner critic is on overdrive, reminding you of all the times you've messed up in the past. But wait. You remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focus on the message you want to deliver. Instead of letting anxiety control you, you use it as fuel to power through. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment, challenge those negative thoughts, and channel your energy into creating a fantastic presentation. Then, you rock it. See what I mean? Self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and support, even when things get tough. So, my friends, let's make a pact to be kinder to ourselves, embrace our imperfections, and remember that we are all capable of amazing things. Now, go out there and conquer your day with self-compassion as your superpower. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.